Okay, we're up to Ma'advav Amid Beis in the parentheses with a little star. The Marshal says that this is not really part of the Gemara. It was an addition that was added by in the name of the Baal Halacha Skadola. Somehow it crept into the Gemara. The Hilchas saw the Halacha is Kemar Baravashi. The Zorikas who have Yonos for Ochlas a Kaprisim, the Gabi Orla, that you throw away the Avionos, which is the main pre, and you're allowed to eat the pods, the Gabi Orla, La Perininhu, and since the pods are not considered a pre for Orla, the Gabi Brachos, Nomi La Perininhu, therefore the Gabi Brachos also it's not a pre, the Lomavorkin Ale Bori Priho Eitz, Ale Bori Priadoma, and therefore you don't make a Bori Priho Eitz. And you only make a Bari Prihadama because it's rice, it's produce of the ground, but it's not the fruit of the tree. Okay. So that's how the Baal Halachas Gedolos paskens. We'll come back to the Pesach over here as soon as we finish up to what I want to finish today. Okay, next piece. Palpali. Palpali is peppers, not the green peppers or red peppers or whatever. Pepper, mamash, peppercorns. That you make, what's it called, the spice of pepper out of it.
Right.
Who?
Right.
Right. So that's palpally. They come in white pepper and black pepper. Those are peppercorns. They grow on a bush, tree. Rav Sheshe Somer Shahako. So if you eat them, you eat the peppercorns before they dry out, when they're moist. We'll see. So you eat them moist, they can be eaten. They're like a fruit. I mean, they're pungent, but they're... So Sheisha says it's make a shahako, and Rava Omar lo klum, and Rava says you don't make any brach on them. But as the Rava l'tameh, and Rava, what's it called, goes according to his reason, the Omar Rava, kas palpali, biyomidi kipuri, if a person eats, kas means to chew. Any eating, Rashi says, that's not normal is called chewing. That's not called eating, you're just chewing things. So if you chew up and swallow palpally pepper on Yom Kippur, potter, you're not in the chayv kares because the maisa that's not called normal eating. Kas zan gebila the yom adikipure potter. If you chewed, you ate ginger. Zan gebila is ingebar, which is ginger. You're also potter. Rashi. Kas palpali, kol davar shadam ochel shelo kedarko mikri ksisa. If you eat something in a not normal way, that's called chewing. Pater mikares, because lemaisa it's not called eating. So you didn't eat on Yom Kippur. Meisvei hayurav meir omer mimash meshenem arva araltem orlaso espirio. Eni yodeh she'etz maichel hu. Right? What's it called? When the Torah says you should consider, or orla really means something covered up. While Rautam or Lossi should keep the fruit covered up, Espirio, Eni Odesha Eitz Macholu. Of course, if it's a tree that bears fruit, it's a tree that's a fruit tree. So why is the Torah Lamatam Lomer Eitz Machol? Why does the Torah have to specifically say Eitz Machol? I know it's an Eitz Machol, it's already talking about fruit. If it's a fruit of a tree, it has to be a tree that's edible. Lahavi Eitz Shetam Eitzo Pirio Shavah. The reason it said Eitz Machol is to tell me that a tree whose the taste of the wood and the taste of the pre are equal, right, that also is chayv in Orla. The Ezuzeh HaPalpulin. That's pepper. By pepper, the fruit of the bush and the, what's it called, and the wood of the tree itself have a similar taste. Similar to Esrog. Lamedcha Shapalpulin Chayav Ba'Orla. So tell me that pepper is chayv in Orla. And also to tell me that Eretz Yisrael is not missing anything. Even pepper, Eretz Yisrael has. So the Chora we see over here that pepper is chayiv and orla. That means it's a fruit. Because there will be something that's not edible, it wouldn't be a fruit, there would be no din of orla. So Mar says, Lokashi, Hobra kifta habayadeshta. Depends if it's moist, right, still. What's it called? That's a moist thing. Then it has a din of a fruit. If it's dried out already, then it's not a fruit. Then it's not normal to eat dried out peppercorns. right? Then it's normal to grind them up and use them as a spice. Rashi, no Rashi. Okay. Amri le Rabbanan le Maremar. Kash zangabila biyom dikipuri potter. Person eats ginger on Yom Kippur, so he's potter from kares, because it's not called eating. Ivahama Rava Haihi Malta Da Asya Mibei Hindui Sharya Umivorchin Ole Bori Prihadama. Right? Rashi Hi Malta Liturio. Some kind of spice. What's it called? It's mutter to eat. Rashi says, Ein ba lo mishum bishul nachrin, the lo mishum gil nachrin. The way that they prepared it was that it wasn't prepared in any way that should aser it because of bishul. They didn't cook it, so it's not bishul goyim. And also they didn't cook it together with other or process it with other trefa things, and therefore it was known to be okay to eat. So this himalta is what's it called, also something like ginger. It was something like, I don't know what litoria is. Tosfos also mentioned it, some kind of, what's it called? So, in the Targum, the Matar game also gives a word that in Yiddish, I don't know what it is. But in any case, this litoria is some kind of spice that's similar to ginger. Shmura says, Lokasha, Hobritif, Tohabiyabesh, like we said before, that what's it called, that if it's moist, and you eat it, that's normal way of eating. And then what's it called? You make an adoma on it. And if it's dried out, and the only way of eating it is by grinding it up and using it as a spice, not to eat it normally, then what's it called? You don't make any bracha. And also, if you eat it just as a hard, dried out piece of root, and also what's it called? There's no orla to it either, and that's okay. That's when it's dried out. Okay. Chavitz kedera, v'chein daisa. Okay. Chavitz kedera is Rashi says when Dewey first Kushian is from Ethiopia. Chavitz kedera min Michael kofui. It's kind of congealed food. Kemo cholav shechavtzu v'keva. Right, chavitza means congealed. At the stomach, the word for congealed is chavitz. Kach osin Michael kofui b'kdeira. So too, similarly, they make a thing that's like congealed. It's l'kaman meforishva kimcha. What's it made out of? Flour, duvsha, honey, umishcha, and oil. So it looks like a what's it called? Congealed mass of solids, liquids together. Okay. The korulei avrushti. That's what it's called. It's some kind of what's it called? What?
Pudding.
Like a pudding. Okay. Okay. So Rav Yehuda says you make a shahakol on that. Rav Kahana Omer Bori mine mezonos. Okay. And Rav Kahana says you make a mezonos. The dice agree the kuli amalo plige de bari mezonos. Right. Regular dice, so you just take grain, right, and grind it up into cereal. That for sure you make a mezonos on. Ki plige v'daisa ke'ein chavitz kedera. The daisa is where it's mixed in with honey and oil and what other things. Rav Yehuda amar shahakol sover dufsha ikra. Rav Yehuda said it's only a shahakol because the honey is the main ingredient, and the cereal is a secondary ingredient. So therefore you make a shahakol. Rav Kahana amar bori me mezonos sover smida ikra. Right, and Rav Kahana says you make a mezonos because he holds that the grain, the cereal, is the ikar. Om Rav Yosef, kavosei de Rav Kahana mistabra, de Ravu Shmuel, de Amri Tarvayu, kol sheyesh bo michamisha saminim, evorechem lo bari pri mezonos. Right, Rav and Shmuel both said that anything that has even a minority of grain in it, you make a mezonos, because the mezonos is always the ikar. Okay, that's a klal. That if you cook something and it has a lot of other things in it that are not mezonos, but there's also mezonos there, then the mezonos, that the Gemara's going to learn later, right, then the mezonos is always the ikar. Rashi, daisa shalchitim kitushos machteshet. Baisa is cereal made out of what's it called, wheat that's ground up. Daisa ke'en chavitz kedera, not just ground up wheat. Ground up wheat, you make a, what's it called, that's talking where it's already processed, you make a mazonos. But daisa ke'en chavitz kedera, l'kamen forishla, chite de misperi ba'asisa, v'yohavu ba'dufsha, v'ovid lubikdera. There, it's talking where you made it into, you put it in, honey into it, and you make it, you cook it up. Right? So it's cooked grain together with honey. So then there's a machlokas, if the honey's the ikar, or since the most of it is honey and not grain, or no, even if the grain is a minority, still grain already is always the ikar. Okay. That will leave for the next sugya. Okay, in any case, starting tomorrow, I've asked Rabbi Varon to give the shiur for the next 2 weeks. I'll be away. What you're going to do is to learn just the Gemara and Rashi without any additional things, maybe some Mara Makomos or whatever, and therefore you'll be able to learn maybe a little bit more than an Amud a day. And the goal is to finish the Perek by the time I come back. And then when I come back, we'll go back to Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph and not do again the Shakla Vataria, just outside maybe a little bit to get back into the sugya and to give all the extra things of halachas or whatever that are nogeya to each daf. So we also may be able to finish more than an amud a day in that. Whatever time it takes us, we'll catch up to where we got to in the Shakla Vataria and then go ahead. Okay. As everybody, or almost everybody, said when we asked, it's more important to maybe, what's it called, cover the amount that we're doing, as long as it doesn't become a what's it called, an iyun shir, right, then rather stick to mamash a strict omud every day. We haven't been doing that, and even though we've been pretty close, but it's more important really to get to know what the omud is, right, and then just to go to the Shakla Vataria or whatever and rush through it. So that's what we'll continue doing according to that. That's pretty much what not only the Rov, but the Rov Rubo that everybody wanted, so that's what we'll continue doing. So what we're going to do is we'll finish the Perek within the next 2 weeks, which is maybe a little bit more than an Amud a day, and then we'll go back over it. I don't know how long it'll take us. It won't take us 2 weeks to go through the things, whatever it takes us, and then we'll continue on from Perek Shri whenever we finish that. Okay. Meanwhile, there's a lot of things that we didn't speak about, which I want to finish up today. From Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, we just went through the Shakla Vataria pretty much and didn't speak about anything. First thing, we had the Shaila, and there's a lot, these are Mamash Yisoldos and Hilchas Brachos, so it's kedai to know what they are. We had the Shaila of the Korah. You have this soft membrane that grows around the palm tree, and the Gemara wants to know what bracha do you make on that, right? Do you make an H, because it's basically what's it called, the it's fruit of a palm tree, or no? You only make what's it called, you make an Adama, because it's not the fruit of the tree, but it grows from the ground. Or you only make a Shahakol, right, because that's not the reason people plant palm trees. They don't plant palm trees to eat the bark. And basically, Tosus Paskins, that the halach is like Shmuel, that you only make a Shahakol. The reason being that people don't plant palm trees to eat the bark, and eating the bark hurts the tree. Okay, it eats up the bark of the tree before it has a chance to become hard. So Tosfos says that other things similar to that are what's it called, also have the same halacha. For instance, lulave gefanim, the shoots that grow on a vine, okay? If you eat them, people don't plant vines to eat the shoots that come out of the vine. And not only that, it hurts the tree, because if you eat the shoots, you don't have, it doesn't become branches, and the shoots are before they harden into branches. So some people eat them. But that's not the reason that you plant a vine. You plant a vine to leave them harden into branches so they have grapes. So if you eat them early, it's not much like eating the korah of the tree, And therefore, you only make a shahakal on it. Not an adoma, you only make a shahakal. The same thing he says, Tosa says, if you have, what's it called, shkedim. Usually they let the almonds, what's it called, get hard. And then you don't eat the shell of the almond, you eat the, what's it called, the inside of the almond. But when they're, what's it called, not ripe yet, then the inside is impossible to eat because it's very bitter. But they can eat the outside, it's still soft, the outside can be eaten. Okay, but if you eat it like that, it never gets to be the main thing that you planted the almonds tree for, is the almonds. Okay, but if you eat them before they become almonds, they never become almonds. Same thing. So therefore, you only make a shahakol on the shkedim hamorim, okay, on bitter shkedim, because it's not the reason they planted the tree. Okay, not for the outside klipa before they get hard. They planted the tree that the almonds should be almonds. Okay, now, based on that, what's it called, the Taz says that if you have kidneys, you have beans, okay, so normally you wait for the beans to get dry, and you cook them, right? But if you harvest them early, then they're soft, and some people eat them, what's it called, while they're still soft, not they didn't harden into like beans, they eat them like peas or whatever before they get hard. So, and they don't have to cook them then, you can eat them raw. So the Taz says that, same thing, people don't plant beans to eat them before they become beans. Namely, they eat them to wait till they become beans. So if you eat them early, right, while they're still soft and don't need to be cooked, that's not the normal way of eating it. That's not what the things were planted for. You only make a shahakol. The Shari Tshuva, however, and the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk like that says that the minika olam is to make a bori pri adoma. And probably the reason is because lemaisa people do eat. I don't know, again, it has to be totally what it's talking about. You know, what kind of beans. But there are beans that people eat normally before they ripen, and then they eat them raw. And if that's the normal way, if the tree was planted both for waiting till they get dried out and cooked, or before they, then you make an adoma also on the beans that you eat on before they're ripe. But if what's it called, if that's not the derech ha'olam, most people eat the beans only after they ripen and have to be cooked, and you decide to eat it before, then you only make a shahakol. Okay. Next, we have this whole shaila of kafrisin, of the pods, which is like the peel on a fruit, right? Does that have a din of a pri or not? So Tosfos paskens that we said that in Eretz Yisrael, it has a din of a pri, and you can't eat the kafrisin because they're considered orla. In Chutz La'aretz, since there's an opinion that says that the kafrisin are not the pri, it's machlokis, so the halacha is like the mekel in Chutz La'aretz. There's no orla in Chutz La'aretz. So Tosfos says the brachas follow the same thing. The kafrisin are not considered a pri only in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore you make a adoma if you eat kafrisin in Chutz La'aretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's a pri. There you have to make a bari pri ha'etz. So Tosfos says the halachas of brachas are totally in the halachas of orla. If there's orla, you make an eitz. If there's no orla, you make an adoma. Okay, so it comes out that people in Eretz Yisrael make one bracha on the kafrisin, and people in Chutz La'aretz make a different bracha on kafrisin, because one place is considered a pri, one place not. The Rabbeinu Yona says in the Rif that the halachas like Rabbi Akiva the Chutz La'aretz, because it's not considered a complete pri. In other words, the kafrisin is a semi-pri. It's not 100% a pri, so in Chutz La'aretz it's not a pri, but it's not what's it called, not completely not a pri, so in Eretz Yisrael it is a pri. And therefore, since it's not a complete pri, even in Eretz Yisrael, you only make an adoma. Okay, because in Eretz Yisrael it's only chayiv and orla because of a chumra. But if it wouldn't be for the chumra, what's it called, it wouldn't be a real pri. It's only a quasi pri. Since it's only a quasi pri, you always make an adoma. That's how the Rabbeinu Yonah learns in the Rif. The Ramban says, therefore, really the bracha you're making Adam is only misafik. Because we're not really sure, is this a pri or not a pri? Since we're not sure, even in Eretz Yisrael, we only go to Chumra in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, since it's only a Chumra, you make an Adama, because even if it's an Eitz, if you made an Adama, you're Yotze. So misafik, you make an Adama. What's the difference? What if you made an Eitz by mistake? B'di'evid, you're yotze. Because it could be, it's an eitz. It's a sotah. So here, if you made an eitz for a steak, l'maisa, you don't make another bracha. That's according to the Ramban, and that's based on the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rif. The Shagasari says it comes out a modern thing. You can have a tarte de sasre. You can eat kafrisin in chutzlaritz, okay? And because you consider it not a pri, and therefore there's no orla, otherwise you can't be eating it. And if you make a bari pri or eitz, you yotze. It's a tarte de sasre. If it's a bari pri or eitz, then you're not allowed to eat it. It's orla. And if it's not orla, then it's not a bari pri or eitz. So you made a bari pri eitz and you ate it. So it's a tarte de sasre. The Shagasari says, and all the Sefranj says, no. We find places where you can make tarte de sasre. We have in the beginning of the Masechta, where you daven mincha after plaga mincha, and considering it a day, and then you daven marv before shkia after plaga mincha, considering it night. And we said there are rishonim hold that's okay to do. You're allowed to do it even on one day. You can make do two things that are sosa each other, and each one separately we paskin the lakula, and that's okay, even though it's a contradiction. So the other friend says, no problem. You can make a bori priho eitz on kafrisin in chutz la'aretz, that if it's an eitz, you can't eat it. And if you can eat it, it's only an adama, and you're making both, because it's sofik, we're not sure. Could be it's an eitz, and could be that it's it's not. And therefore, in chutz la'aretz, since it's a sofik, you're allowed to eat it. And the bracha, misofik, if you made an eitz, you yotze. Okay. The Raavad holds that you always make an eitz, even if there's no din of orla. On the kafrisin, they're always considered a pri, even if there's no orla at all. Orla and brachas don't have a connection to each other. This raavad is very difficult because the sugya seems to compare orla and brachas completely, and they ask questions from if there's a din of orla to the din of brachas. This is not the kavan v'shir to be miyash of the raavad. You should know there's such a sheet of the raavad who holds that brachas and orla are not dependent on each other at all, and it could be that it's a not a pri legabi orla, and still you make an eitz. The Ritva paskens, like we said in the end, that any klipa that's a shomer to the pri, which is edible, right, has a din of the pri, right, but when is it considered a klipa that's a shomer to the pri, like we said in the end of the Gemara, that it has to be that if you take off that peel, the pri will die. But if we take off the peel, the pri will still be able to live. Then what's it called? That peel is not considered, that pod is not considered a shomer. The Rambam paskens, you make a bari pri adoma on the kafrisin all the time. It's for sure not a pri. Right? It's only a chumra in Eretz Yisrael that you don't eat the avionos, and you always make an adoma. And the tur and the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that what's it called? It's sofik, whether it's a pri or not. And misofik, you make an adoma because b'di'evad you yotze with adoma even on eitz. Okay, and therefore Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Mishnah Berurah both paskin that if b'di'evid you made an eitz, you're yotze. You don't make another bracha. Now the Birkei Yosef says that this was only in their time when they used to plant capers for all these things. They ate all these things of the capers. He says, b'zman hazeh, people only eat, I don't know if b'zman hazeh anybody eats a capers b'chlau. But in any case, but b'zman hazeh, it's only planted for the sake of the fruit. Nobody eats the pods, the berries or whatever. And therefore, you only make a bori priho eitz on the avionos, on the actual fruit, which everybody holds is what's called is a fruit, and everything else you only make a shahakol on. That's because the times have changed, and the reason people plant this plant is not the same reason they planted it for what the reason they planted for in the time of Chazal. Okay, if you have peels that normally aren't edible, like orange peels, whatever, esrid peels, but you sugar them, you candy them, okay? The Taz says, then, what's it called, you make a bracha bori pri hadoma, just like the kafrisin of the tzlach, because now they're edible. And the Magen Avraham says that if these peels, if you take them off, the pri would die, then you make a bori pri ha'etz, right? Because then it's a shomer lepri. So even though you need it only to be, what's it called, to candy it, to... So an orange peel, so if you take the orange peel off the orange, the pre will die. What? On candied things? Yes, machlokas. That's what Avraham says, the Chayyadim says like that. The Pnei Yeshua says that even on a shomer that's eaten normally, you could eat the shomer without candying it. You only make an adama, and the kol shekein where it needs to be candied. So there are two different shitas here. And the Elyurava says, third shita, that you only make a shahakol on klipos, right? Because people don't plant oranges to eat peels. The ikar is not for eating the peels, even candy. So you only make a shahakol. So three different shitas, right? Mishnah Berurah, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah holds, that what's it called, you only make a shahakol if you eat the klipos, even what's it called, if they're candied, and even if they're edible. That's not the reason people plant trees for the klipos of these things. And if it is planted for that, if that's one of the main reasons why they plant the tree, right? They have a business of making peels, not just a secondary thing. Then taki, you make the bracha, eitz or adoma, whatever the normal bracha would be. Okay, and the dieved, though, if you made an adoma or an eitz on the peels, even though the chatzilah should make a shahakol, if b'dieved you made an adoma or an eitz, since it's a sofik, there's three different shitas, b'dieved you yotze, you don't make another bracha. Okay, now we learned about the garine, what's it called? Seeds. Okay, the seeds of a fruit. Okay, Satosis over here says, and the Rosh says, you make a bori pri hadama wherever there will be chayiv and orla, because the seeds, the Gemara says, are chayiv and orla. So the ice is that they're part of the fruit. So you make a bori pri ha'etz on the seeds also when they're edible. Okay, and even though we learn seeds from a pasuk es pirio, right? And we said when you need a ribui, that's only for orla, that's not for brachas. But Tosfos learns that the es pirio, the Tzlach says, is only going on the shomer, on the outside part. The pod. Then you need a special thing. And then if it's not something that the fruit will die, then it's only a special din by eating. Are part of the fruit without any ribuyim. That's part of the fruit normally, and therefore you have to make an eitz. The Rashba holds that you do learn the seeds from a ribui by Orla, espirio, so it's not the pri, it's just a special halacha by Orla, and therefore you don't make a bori pri ha'etz. He doesn't say what you do make, but you don't make a bori pri ha'etz on seeds. That's the Rashba shita. In the Rashba, there's the machlokas rishonim, what you do make. The Avudrom says you make an adama on seeds, and the Rashbat says you make a shahakol. So again, we have three shitas. One shita is that on seeds that are edible, you make an eitz. One shita is that it's not mamish the pri, so you only make an adama. And the third shita is that bechlal, it says nothing, it's not the normal thing to eat that grows from the ground, right? And therefore the growth from the ground is not important here, it's just a plain shahakol. Okay, that's when they're edible. What if they're not edible? Seeds that people don't normally eat. You want to eat the seeds? So there, the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yonah, say you don't make any bracha. It's not a normal food. People don't eat apple seeds. Nobody eats apple seeds. You don't make any bracha on it. And the Rashba also holds like that. What happens if they're not edible, but if you can candy them? And they will become. You cook them or whatever, and you make them edible. Then the Rashba holds you make a shahako. Okay? And even though the Magen Avraham is tameya, lemaisa, if you can eat it, now you made it edible, why don't you make the regular bracha, either an adoma or an eitz or whatever, dafka shahako? And lemaisa, they say that since in their state of growth, they're unedible, they have to be made edible, then the way they grow is not part of the pri. The fact that you made it edible makes it into a food, but not into a pri, and not to a pre-adoma, it's only a shahako. Okay, next, those are the three sheets. What?
You can't eat off the tree. An olive off the tree.
No, but that's the normal pri. And that's what it's planted for, to prepare it like that. That's a normal thing. But things aren't planted to eat these seeds. You're doing something abnormal, and you need to do something extra to do it. Therefore, it reduces it to a charcoal. A busser. Unripe fruit. Okay? So Tosis, the Rosh, and the Rashba say that it has the same halacha as Orla and Shvius. Then it's considered a fruit for Orla and Shvius. It's considered a fruit for making a bori pri ha'etz. Before that time, it's not a fruit. If you eat it before it gets to that stage, right, it's unripe, and it's not considered fruit for orla or shvius. It's not considered fruit for a bori pri ha'etz. Therefore, All other trees, besides the ones that were mentioned in the Gemara, Harugin or whatever, is Mishiyotziu. As soon as you can see the fruit, right, it starts to appear as a round, whatever, thing, you make already an eitz. Because that's the halach of Orla. It becomes Orla as soon as Mishiyotziu. Okay? And, but only, that's only though if at that point you could eat it. If it's inedible at that point, then a vali, you don't make an eitz on it. We're talking where it's already looks like a fruit and it's already edible. Right? People can eat it. Then you make an eitz. The gra holds that you don't compare for this orla to brachas and shvias, and it all depends when it's chayv and meiser. Whenever the halacha is that it will be chayv and meiser because it's reached the point of maturity, that's chayv and meiser, then it's chayv also to make a bracha of bari priya eitz. If it's not chayiv and meiser yet, then you make an adama. Okay. And some people say, then you make a shahakol, just like we had with the seeds, three different sheets. Okay, now, last thing. What bracha do you make on pepper and ginger? So the Rif, Rav Haigon and Tosis, says you only make an adama, right? If you eat it, you make an adama, if it's moist, okay? The Rashba says the reason you only make an adama, the chora, if you eat it moist, why shouldn't you make a bari priya eitz? So Rashba says, because since most people plant pepper trees, I guess I never saw pepper grows. It grows on a tree, a bush? I guess a bush. So what's it called? Most people plant pepper bushes not to eat the peppers while they're still moist. They plant them to let them dry out and grind it up to be a spice. So therefore, you only make an adama. Okay. Others say that since the fruit and the tree taste the same, so the whole tree and the fruit become one thing, and the whole thing is only there's no fruit of this tree because the tree itself is a fruit. So therefore, everything now becomes priya adama. But that's the case, then esrog should be the same thing. So maybe it's a different tam etzo kapirio is different by an esrog. You can't eat the wood of an esrog, right? It has a little bit of a taste of the esrog in it, but it's not mamish the fruit. But pepper could be the wood of the thing. Mamish tastes like the pepper. It's not, and people chew on it. So the mashen cane, again, the wood of an esrog tree is not an esrog. It just tastes like an esrog. Here, tam etzo pirio is mamish. It's the same, it says over here. Again, I never saw a pepper tree, but it's different. It's like you can grind that wood into pepper too. So then it's not just the peppercorns, it's the wood too. It's much different than just the tam being similar. Okay, I don't know. The Ravid, the Ramban, the Rosh, the Rabbeinu Yonah say that if you eat moist peppercorns, you make a bari priya eitz, just like it's chayv and orla. Okay? And the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch Paskin like Tosfos, like Adoma, and the Tur and the Vilna Gaon say make an eitz. I don't know of anybody who ever ate, what's it called, I don't know if you ever can get them even, moist peppercorns. But if you can, you should know it's machlokas. Ginger. Everybody holds on ginger. You make an Adoma, because lamaisa, it's only the roots. It's not a fruit at all. It's not like peppercorns that grow on a tree. Ginger doesn't grow on a tree. Ginger's a root. So on ginger, you make an adama. And on, what's it called, on dry, that's on moist ginger. On dry ginger, that you can't eat just like this, you have to prepare it with honey, right? Then you make an adama, according to the tour, this is where the Bach learns, and the Prichodis says maybe then you only make a shahakol. So here again, it's machlokus whether on dried ginger, if you just eat the dry ginger, you don't think there's any bracha. But that's what the Gemara says. That's like Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. So it's not a food. But if you fix it up with honey or whatever, and the ginger still remains the ikker, then it's a machlokus whether you make an adama or you make a shahakol.
Powdered ginger in a tea for a reform.
Powdered ginger?
Yeah,
that's the tea is the ikkar and the ginger is all these all spices. When you use it as a spice, is a tofu.
No, but if it's to make your stomach better, then you're using it for the ginger. It'd be like when you shaman.
Ah, so you're drinking the ginger. So then the chara should be totally in this shaila. Whether you here you also fixed it up with the tea. And it dissolves in the tea? If it dissolves completely,
No.
You're drinking the metzias also. So then it's lamish the same thing of rikcho the dvash, you should only make a shakel. It's a suffic brachas. You should only make a shakel. Okay, legabe orla, legabe ginger and pepper, right? What's the havamina? Why pepper shouldn't be chayiv in orla? Lamaisa, it grows on a tree. It's peppercorns. They say, since it's a very small bush, there's a shayla, maybe it shouldn't be orla, or because since in the end it's going to dry up, and it's not going to be a fruit. The ikar is to let it dry up and only use it for spices. There's a havamina to say there shouldn't be orla, and lamaisa, there is orla. In fact, the Rif and the Rambam, according to the Kapos Tamar in Paskin, there is no orla by pepper. The Argamar says there is, that's only according to Rav Meir, but the Rabbanan argue, because since the ikar you plant it for is to use as a spice, there's no orla by spices. The ikar is not to use it when it's a pre, when it's dried out completely. There's no orla in that. That's a sheet of the Kapos Tamar. La halacha, that's not necessarily a halacha, but that's one sheet, that spice trees don't have orla. Okay, and the ginger, Rabbi Yeruchem, Rabbeinu Yeruchem says that there is orla, even though the bracha is adama, right? That's clear. The bracha is adama because it's a root, but there is orla by ginger. And the Ramban says no. Since the bracha is adama, there's no orla. Now, it's not a tree. It's not exactly how ginger grows. I'm not sure, but that's machlokas the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yeruchem whether there's a din of orla by ginger or not. And what's it called? The Ramban holds the mice that it's there is no orla. I think that's